underground, there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole. No, it was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort. This hobbit was very well to do, and his name was Baggins. Oh, I suppose hobbits need some description nowadays. They are, or were, a little people about half our height and smaller than the bearded dwarves. They wear no shoes because their feet grow natural leathery soles and thick warm brown hair like the stuff on their heads, which is curly. Oh, and they have dinner twice a day when they can get it. Now, the mother of this hobbit, Bilbo Baggins, that is, was the famous Belladonna Took. And the fact was that the Tooks were not as respectable as the Bagginses, for once in a while, members of the Took clan would go and have adventures. So it's probable that Bilbo, Belladonna's only son, got something a bit odd in his makeup from the Took side. By some curious chance, one morning long ago, when Bilbo Baggins was grown up and thoroughly respectable, he was standing at his door after breakfast, smoking an enormous long pipe, when Gandalf came by. Gandalf, if you'd heard only a quarter of what I've heard about him, you'd be prepared for any sort of remarkable tale. But the old man hadn't been down that way for ages and ages.